They say nature abhors a vacuum. There's no such thing as a vacuum. There's a vacuum, it gets filled. And the same is true in our personal experiences and in our religious lives. We see in last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to Har Sinai. They have Mamad, Matan Torah. But then, there's a vacuum. Because Moshe doesn't come down with the Torah immediately. He doesn't just immediately after Matan Torah, Moshe cuts down the mountain with Aseret HaDibrot, with whatever mitzvot God gives, and start giving shir, and everyone starts doing. No. There was this 40-day gap where, on one hand, they had this big uplifting, this big, feeling of wow, and nowhere to funnel it into. There was nowhere to direct their energy. And at some point, the vacuum gets filled. They're like, we want to direct their energy somewhere. And eventually it turns into them directing their energy into the Egel. Purim, that just passed, is a real big high, especially in yeshivas. And people get to not only, they feel good. People feel spiritually uplifted even. People feel that, they've changed. They've gotten better as a person. The important thing is to make sure there's no vacuum right afterwards. Because when there's a vacuum right afterwards, all that energy, all that uplifting gets funneled into a different place. To a place that's not where you intended it and not where you want it to go. Part of that is, Doshim Birchot HaPesach, Doshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, which, if you look at the weather outside, it's great. Okay, this is my favorite season in Israel. It's the season between a couple weeks before, 2 weeks before Pesach, till a week after Yom HaAtzmaut. That's spring, for lack of a better word, because the rest is just summer. It's an uplifting time. Okay, you always feel good. And it's important to go and take all that good feeling and funnel it into action. Funnel it into growth. Funnel it into doing things. Okay? And that's part of what we're probably doing today. When we're going into doing things. Okay, we're going into baking matzahs today, I believe. In Beit Shemesh, unless the plan suddenly changed. And that's part of it. That's part of going and taking all that spiritual uplifting we have from everything that we've achieved over Purim, and then doing something, okay? And if we continue to do things, take on, let's say, a new chavrusa, start a new sefer, start something new, make something new in your life, then you'll be able to fill that vacuum that Purim leaves in a positive way. And, Mirtzeh Hashem, hopefully we're all going to go into our Pesach vacation on such a high that we'll be able to continue putting that thing forward and make our Pesach vacation also not a vacuum, but also a drive forward into the Pesach holiday, the next spiritual uplifting. Bokeh Tov.